Hello, I'm Pastor Kyle Ronchetto, and this is the Lutheran Pastor's Desk. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul writes, "For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we are all made to drink of one Spirit. For the body does not consist of one member, but of many." When we hear this, it's easy for us to think about our home church, the small community of believers who are many people coming together for one purpose. But that's not exactly what Paul says. He doesn't say, though many, we are one church. He says, though many, we are one body, Christ. You see, when Paul is writing here, he's not just focusing on the one small church at Corinth. He's focusing on the church around the world, and that all Christians, wherever they may be, are part of one body in Christ, that we are all called to join together, to work together, to have one mission together. Now, certainly it's true that each church, each local congregation has its own mission, its own focus, and its own purpose. There are the needs of the community that church is in, that church is going to be focused on. But in this way, it is like the body of Christ, as many different churches in many different places all work together for the common goal of building up the kingdom of God. So if it is true that we are all one body, Christ, if we are all joined together in one church around the world, if all of these local churches are really just extensions of Christ and His will, then we ought to ask ourselves, how can we work together with our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ? For many of us, this will be on our local level, in our local congregation, with the people that God has put around us. But we can also think bigger. We can look at the ways that we have been placed near other churches that we can support, whose ministry we can work together to build up. This week, St. Paul Lexington and St. Paul Chenoa are going to be voting on whether to partner together in the gospel, whether to work together as part of this one body in sharing a pastor. This is yet another way that God can continue to work in the world, that God's body can continue, although in two different places, to work towards one common goal, the building up of His kingdom. So now you, in your own life, consider all the ways that God has blessed you, all the gifts which you have, all that you can contribute to God's kingdom, and rejoice that you are part of something bigger than yourself, that you are part of Christ's body, the church. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we are not in this on our own, that we are all members of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, that it is through Him that your work and your will is accomplished, not through any one of us, but through all of us working together in accordance with your will. Hear us now as we pray in your Son's name and as He has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. If you want to stay up to date with Bible devotions, questions about our practices, and other tidbits from what I'm working on throughout the week, please subscribe to this podcast and make it a regular part of your week. I'm Pastor Kyle Ronchetto, and I'll see you next time on the Lutheran Pastor's Desk.